사이트.
Omer Rabba Baba Huna, Haiman de Molach Bisro. If somebody salts meat on Shabbos, is Chayim Mishum Mabit. His Nisra Diraisa of Mabit. You're working out the meat. Just like you're not allowed to salt the skin, you're working out the skin. Who would deny meat? If you salt the meat, it's called you're working out the meat. That'll be a Nisra Diraisa. On this sort of Gemara, Rava Menein and Ibad B'yechlin. It's a chilek. Only if you salt the skin, that's called Ibad. You're working on something. Mashankin B'yechlin is a klal of Ain Ibad B'yechlin. No matter how much you salt the meat, there's no Issa D'Raisa. The Maisel Alokh, the Midiraisa we hold is Mutta. But Midirabonah still it's Osa. Omer Ravashi, V'yafilu Rabba Babaruna, that he said that it's Osir to salt meat. And the law Chris Magad that's us hakolponim with the rabbanon to salt the meat is loy omarelo de kaboy leli orcha. It's only when you salted a lot of meat you put in that you want to like preserve it to take it on the orcha, take it with you on the road, take it on your journey. You want to keep it for another 3 or 4 days. So then they used to salt it down a lot to preserve it. Avolabesa stam in your own house when you want to kasher it or when you want to salt it to make it taste good loy mishav yinsha michleyets. Nobody salts it so much to make the meat like a piece of wood. Doesn't make it, that's not called ibud. He's done salting our meat the way we do to make it taste good. That's bechal, not bechal ibud, working it over. Just if you salt it a lot, the mama salt it down to preserve it, that's bechal potem rabbon will buy bosa. Trashi de koboyle li orcho, shamolche harbe. If you salt it a lot, that's when it's awesome with rabbon. The Tap Toysa says also, Enibud Boichlin, Adain Lahat Mikan Malichas Oichlin. You can't be matter it. Why the Osim Midrabon? Midrabon now Koporim is also to salt something. Malicha Perak Shimon Shrots, we'll see more about it later on. The Filu Biyom Tevosa. We'll see later on exactly what the Heter is. If any time you salt something, I'm not to preserve it, it's awesome. The Iker Adin is even also to salt 3 or 4 cucumbers at one time. We'll see later on. I might say the Heter for it. Yeah. If you cut down the skin to the right size, if you smooth it down, that's pull out the hair out of the skin, you smooth down the skin, or you cut it down to the right size, they're two different of us mulachas. Omer Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, Hashaf Bein Hamudim. Somebody shaf means you like rub yourself, rub your feet, you shaf, you want to smooth it down. Hashaf, you rub. Bein hamudim, in between the hamudim means the two pillars. The b'shabis is chayim mishum amachit. There's nisa amachit, you're smoothing something out there. So to my focus, Rashi and Tosis, what are you smoothing out? Let's see, Rashi. Hashav bein hamudim. Somebody smooths out something between the two pillars of holding up. Kineket amudei ach sadrois. The sadrois is like an open porch. That you have the pillars, the beams coming down on the two sides, holding up the ceiling, and all for like 3 or 4 sides are open with windows. Shasuyim chalonis chalonis. It has windows on all sides like an open porch. When you smoke bachalonis bein omid liomid, and you have a pillow holding up one window to another window. When you have shaf, somebody rubs the bekakoyis, a binyan, on the floor of the binyan, shenishonim olov, that the beams are standing on, kadesh yecholik, you want to smooth out the floor there, chayim shumamachik. That's also nismamachik, you're smoothing it out. So Rashi doesn't say clue exactly what you're smoothing out there. Tosis learns, hashav ben hamudim, pirish rach, the shaf ha'or, alomid. There's skin there, and you're rubbing down the skin to smooth out the skin, de'lachliko, to smooth it out, that's the yismamachik. V'chein mashrim b'yushalmin. Rashi pirish hashav kakoyish ben hamudik lonis, learn here, Tosis doesn't learn that that's not called moichik. If anything, that's called binyin. The query like you're fixing the floor of your house, you're smoothing out the floor of your house, that's be an issue. If there's any issue, there's an issue of binyan, but not as mamachin, not as smoothing it out. The third learns it means you're smoothing out the skin. Right? Omar Rebbe Chia Bar Abba, Gimul Dvorim Sachli Ravashi, Mishmed Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi. Told me over 3 halachis from Yeshua ben Levi. Hamegarer Roshe Klunsis. You have the top of the beams, a beam of wood. And you want to smooth it out the top of it, like pieces still sticking out on top of the beam, small splinters, and you're cutting off the splinters to make it smooth on top. Is b'shabes is chayim mishum mechatech. It's called mechatech. You like cutting down the beam to size. You don't want anything to stick out above the beam. You want the beam to be the exact size. That's called mechatech. you might put on the size of what you're cutting. Rashi Hamagari Rosha Klunsis, She Roshayim Shofin Bechadim, that the top of the beams, the poles, should be like smooth and they should be chotim pointy. If Yechayim Shem Machatich, you might put on the size, this size you want, that's Machit. Hamamarach Retiyah B'Shabbos, somebody has a wound on Shabbos, and they smear on it some sieve. You have some sieve like Vaseline, you'll smooth down the Vaseline nicely on the wound, Yechayim Shem Machatich. There'll be an issue of smoothing it out. You have the Vaseline, you put a lot on it, then you want to smooth down or any sieve. You want to smooth it down, there'll be an issue of Mishum Amachi. If there is an Eitzah, Samuzah, it's also do it Mishum Refuah. But certain times, if you have a head to Mishum Refuah, then if it's a Mamish Achela, you have the Eitzah is then just put a whole piece on it. But don't smooth it down. The smoothing of it down, that's the issue of Amachi. But just putting a piece of Vaseline, a dump on it, the whole piece of it, that wouldn't be Nisa Deraisa. That would be on Yishalah Mol, Yishalah from Refuah. And certain times Refuah is Mutta. Trash Mamarech Matiyah. Machlit Tachboshe Salamakim. You have some sef, some medicine for the Makkah, and you want to smooth it down on top of the Makkah, that's an issue of Amachi. Vihamasase says Evan Beshabbos. If you have a stone, and you want to smooth out the stone, like pull off the chips of the stone, is chayim shemakav patish. That's called you're finishing off this evan, this stone to use. That's nisa makav patish. Rashi mesasa says evan. Layachas shenekri minori. After you pull the big stone out of the mountain, the nechtzavah and it's pulled out machliki. You want to smooth it down in order to use it. And for binyan is mishumakav patish shugmar malocha. That's called you're finishing off making these stones. Hey, these are nice stones you can use for building with, so it's not finished here until you smooth it down. The smoothing it down, it's a chiyah mishumak of a patish. Om Rabbi Shimon ben Kisma, Om Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, ha tsar tsura b'kli. If you have a nice kli and you make a picture on the kli, that you finish off the kli, the trash ha tsar b'kli tsura, b'kli shaymed lekach anoysay. You made a kli like a picture, and it was made mitchila to show off with, to make it beautify the house. And it's missing the picture. Now when you put the tzura, that's the chai mishur makab apatish. You're finishing off this kli. Who adin ba menafeya for kli schuchis. Somebody makes glass on Shabbos, he blows up the glass on Shabbos, his chai mishur makab apatish. That's called the finishing touch, the blowing of the glass, that's the finishing touch of the glass. Trashim menafeya for kli schuchis, ki shehutach. When you blow it up, the way you make glass, you melt it down and you blow it up. So blowing it up, that's the makom apatish.
Even though the final step of that is dipping it in water to maintain shape?
What, afterwards?
Yeah.
Somebody, that's nothing that anybody could do. It's the final touch of the glass after chiddush, the blowing it up. If you have a new shirt you just bought, a new jacket, and there's the string that when the weaver finished off making the jacket, he still left on the last stitch. The last string is still hanging there. You make a jacket and the strings are still hanging on it. You want to pull off the string on Shabbos. Is Haiman the Shokel Akufia Maglimo is Chaim Shemaka Patish. That's the last finishing touch of the shirt, of the jacket. The last finishing touch is you pull off the extra strings that are on it. So if the shirt wasn't finished yet, and this is the end stitch of it, and you're pulling it off now, you're Chaim Shemaka Patish. V'hanimini the Kopar Alayim. It has to be such a string that the Mal Yamak, but not to wear the shirt the way it is. So Posh, it has to be taken off. That's called you're finishing making the shirt. But if you have a string that you don't care if it's there or not, pulling that string wouldn't be makla patish. Where it is cold, you could use the shirt the way it is right now. To take it off, it doesn't bother you. That wouldn't be an issue. Trashi the shokla kufia, roshe chutim, the end of the strings, hatluyim b'riyib amokim kshurim, they're tied up, kishenitik b'chut kshurim, mechen koshin ksamim, yedakin shenergu boblo, mischav meletzonois vimenu, liyachar riga, gemar molochu, v'chayim shemakla patish. Has anything at the end, after you finish weaving the jacket or the shirt, there's some stuff left in it, taking that out, that makes it usable now, that's the makla patish. Light of Yaakosif Shtoyosis, you write two oisis on Shabbat Yichai. Tana Rabbonin, Kosav Ois Achas Gedoyla, you write one big ois, one big aleph. V'yesh b'mkoyim alichtav shtayim. And really, you could write two olives there, an olive base. It's still potter. For the melechus ksiva, that's called like you're making something, you have to make two oises. No matter how big the one ois is, it's only one ois in your potter. It's not called a chashur of a thing yet. Ma'ashen kein mochak ois gedoylo. If you erased one big olive, v'yesh b'mkoyim alichtav shtayim, and in this place now, where you erase the olive, there's enough room there to write two, an aleph and a beis, then taki yechayiv. Because the mechiyah for moichik is, you're erasing al manas to be able to write there. So you're erasing a place that you could write now two oisies, that's a choshev a mechika. For that yechayiv. Omer Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi, v'zechoyme b'moichim l'mekoisiv. This is a bigger chumra in the melechus of moichik, of erasing, than of ksiva. The ksiva, the melechus, is what you're doing. You have to accomplish to make two oisiyas. The mechika, the melech is not really the mechika. The mechika is the kilkom. No, you're being moichik al manash, you're making place roi to be able to write something. So be in that place, you could write two oisiyas yechayiv. Rashi kosov v'isachas gedela. Potter, shebekashia mishkan shtayim hoya koisin. You always write two oisiyas. The two boards, one next to another, they put a mark, one next to one and one, to know which goes next to another. The cheshivas of the melacha is our manas to be able to write. You have a place here in order to write two oisiyas. The Mishnah says is a melacha of yasleiser, destructing the house. Hamachave, putting out the fire, the mava making the fire, the amakava patish. Mor rab of Rab Zeu dermatavayu, kol midi. The ispe gemar melocha chayim mishum makava patish. If you say the makava patish, like we just said, you have a shirt that's not usable yet, there's some strings attached to it yet. You're pulling out the string, that's the gemar melocha, that's the last thing you need to use this kli, use the shirt, that's the new chidish chayim mishum makava patish. Rashi says, "Or kamash melon man tanakama Reb Menachem Reb Yosi." That's who he is. So the more elu ovus melachos. So the more elu, what's it saying? These four laafukim mid Reb Loza. The mechayev al tolda b'mokem av. Reb Loza shita is if you do a tolda and do an av, yechayev tu chatois. Our Mishnah is not like that. That v'davka on these 39 ovus melachos, so you have different chiyev chatois. Mashenki, if you do an av with its toldos, with the toldos that go into the av, you only chayiv one chatis. That's why the Mishnah wants to tell you how many chatois can you have. You can only have 39. But according to Rebbe Lezer, there's not enough community really between an av and a toldos. You chayiv a chatis if you do an av, and you chayiv a separate chatis for its toldos. So our Mishnah goes not like Rebbe Lezer. Trash lo fukim with Rebbe Lezer, to amor and lo nim nu kanel lo diyonu minyin chatois. What does the Mishnah say? 39 teach us how many chatois you could have. Shil helam echod. V'ton arayelu lamutei shimos otoldus sayim imoyim. If you do the toldus with the yavois, the yein and maybe alein chatis. But like Reb Lezer, the mechayiv atoldi ima av decreases. He holds if you do a tolda with its own av, you have to bring two chatois. So according to Reb Lezer, you could have mamish thousands and thousands of chatois you could have to bring a Shabbos. If you do all the toldus with the yavois. Faita. Yeah, then the Mishnah says Lashon of Chosarachas. What does the Mishnah say Chosarachas for? So the Gemara Laafukim Reb Yehuda, Laafukim Reb Yehuda. The Tony Reb Yehuda Moisef es Hashoyvet via Madagdik. Reb Yehuda is Moisef more than the 39 of his Melachos. Has he also like 41 of his Melachos? That's why Mishnah says no, exactly 40 missing one to be bediuk. Not so many, only 39, nothing more, and not Shoyvet, not Madagdik. Omru loy has to come like our mission holds what? Shoyvet that's mamish areya b'chlal meisach. That's mamish the av malach of setting the chassis, setting the long string in the warp, how are you going to sew it? And medagdek hareyu b'chlal oirik. That's part of the weaving. There's mamish a step with the weaving, it's a hainuach, it's not a separate malach. If you know, these are two separate malachas. So Drashu, one of the things Shoivet is, Meshav Yashesi, you smooth out the Shesi, the long string, the karker in its womb, Shekar Rilos. So he holds us a melacha by itself, and we all know that that's Bechlal Mesech. That's what Mesech is. You're putting in the Shesi into the warp. Avaitish Medagdeg, Kishamoite Chut Horeb, when you stretch out the Chut that goes across, Mata bekarki hit the karki rolla bim koimoi, mekoimis li yashovoi. Shloye motoch yosim na, it shouldn't be stressed out too much. Sham ticho makfos, stressed out too much is no good. Meyescharbe yofi morin. That keeps the clothes very good with the yorin. It's helping you weave here. And we all know, shoiva tereya bechla mesich, the ainu mesich mamish, shemesad lechut hashesi. Why not mean what type you're putting the shesi in? But kozman, you're putting in the long strings into the warp, that's the yisa mesich. And we hold medangde, that's hain harehu orig, the ainu orig mamish is mamish weaving. Ledomi lezoiro burim rak, it's not daimu to the three mulochis we said before, zoiro burim rak, the three separate almost mulochis. The zeh bekashin, like we said, here each av is done at different times. One is done when it's still with its shaft on it. The zeh betzroiris, this one has pebbles in there. That's the burr. The zeh bekemach, well, after you have the flour on, then you put it into the sieve. So there are three different stages when you do the three different melachos. That's why it's called three different melachos. But here the meisach and the shoveit, it's a hainawach. B'shashu weaving, you do these. We all just called one av melacha. Not the Mishnah. The Yoid Klal Acher Omru. There's another Klal Negei to Chashavis. Kol HaKosher Latzniya. Something that's possible to hide it. Trashi Kol HaKosher Latzniya means Shumin Osu Asar Chodim. It's meant for the person that the person takes home and puts it away. He keeps it nicely in his house. He puts it away in his closet. It's as if it's Choshev to you. You might sneer it. You hide it. O Matzniyim Kumayu. And everybody hides things like this. Drashu Matin Kumel, Kumais Ze Klaima, Shiesh Boshir, Horoy Latinium. It's like a handkerchief. It's a big enough handkerchief that people are marked with to keep it, and they hide it, they put it away. Is such a thing, Voitzio B'Shabbos. Now you carry it outside on Shabbos, Chayiv Chata Salom. This is the sheer, how choshev the Kli has to be Chayiv for Itzo. It has to be something that you're marked with to hide, put away, keep it in your house. If you lose it, you pick it up and take it back and hide it. Now, if you carry it out, you chayiv on Shabbos. V'ashen kein v'chol she'enu kosher latzniyu. It's too small. People don't care about it. V'yei matzniyim kumel. People don't hide such a shear like this. V'atziyu v'Shabbos, you carry it out on Shabbos. Ein chayiv elu matzniyu. You only chayiv, only the one that hid it himself. Strashi. Ein chayiv elu matzniyu. This is a very small handkerchief. Most people don't use it. It's too small to be used for most people. No, one person is chaviv, likes this very much, and he takes it home and he hides it in his house. If this person carries it out, since for him it's a choshev, a kli, he's chayiv in this hoitzor. Im chozav yotziyu, avol odom acher, somebody else that carries out this small handkerchief, ein chayiv olom. L'gabei lav melachehu. Since for that person it means nothing, is too small to use, he would just throw it away, he wouldn't keep it, that's not called the din hoitzor. He said, so has to be in a kli that's choshev to you to hide it. So the Gemara, kol ha-kosher latzniya, something that's usually hidden, that you hold it. Lafuki mai, what does it mean, something you don't care about? That there's no chiyav hoitzor. Re'apopu roma lafuki dam nida. They have like the shmat that you carry, the nida pads. To carry out the nida pads, and Shabbos should be potter. Rashi, no, write them. Question at choshev doesn't mean anything. Nobody hides it, nobody keeps it. They throw it away. Marukfu roma lafuki atzi asherah. If you have atzi asherah, you have wood that came from an avoy desora tree. So nobody cares to hold it. They throw it out. It's also banor. You don't want to keep it in your house. You throw it out. There's no isra tzor on that. So Morman di yom adam nidi, the one that says that dam nidi a potter on koshchein atzi asherah. Avadi atzi asherah also a potter if you carry out on Shabbos. Because nobody holds atzi asherah in his house. Nobody's matzniya atzi asherah. Of a man di yom atzi asherah, the Mishnah means say atzi asherah is potter. Av adam nidi matzniya lo. Sometimes the pad of a dam nida, sometimes you do hide that pad, you hold it. Why? Lishunga, for your cat. Your cat likes to eat this pad of dam nida. So mainly you hold it. For the cat, it's cold, you want it yet. So the man of Yidduch, what is the other man who says, no, you potter. Why you potter? I, sometimes people hold it, give it to the cats. Teretiz kivun de chosha lematilay. If Anisha sees the pad of a dam nida, she's going to get sick from it. It's a disgusting thing for her. So choshla, she'll get sick from it, Shudicha doesn't want to hold it. So it's not a choshev, a thing by him, you're not chayiv of such right so. So Drashi, man do yom adam nido, ain't a kosher liatz niyoy, is koshchen atzi asherah, avada a getzka tree, the isuri hanoninu, that's why I'm a shivin osa banor, or meisa, it's mamish mias to you. But sorach ladman, you have to get rid of it. So nobody cares to keep it in the house. Or dam nida, why do we hold this potter? Vakibun lecholsha. Hamachal dam ha'odom, lechosul, even if you give your cat to eat, or madam ha'odom, nas techol l'shoysi adam. He's the person still gets sick from it. It's still a misazach for the person, for the isha. It's still a misazach, so nobody hides it. Right. Omer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, hide the loyker Rabbi Shimon. Our mission is not going like Rabbi Shimon. The Iker Rabbi Shimon, Omer Rabbi Shimon himself says, loy omru kol ashir malolu elu lematzni yehim. Only to the people that hide them themselves. So Rashi, what does that mean? Like Reb Shimon lekamen b'hamoitzi. Doesn't go like Reb Shimon. Because Reb Shimon says that the shiurman only negate to the person that hides it himself. In other words, other people are pshit the potter. Even the one that hides it is only chayiv if it's a choshev shir. And now Mishnah's Mashmur, the Sefer says no. The Sefer says, v'chol she'enu kosh latzniyoy, something that people do not hide, you potter. Only the person that hides himself. If somebody like decides to keep this Asya Sheiram, or decides to keep this Dam Nida, and now you carry it out on Shabbos, the Mishnah says Yechayiv. And if Shimon on this holds your potter, so our Mishnah doesn't go like Shimon. The Shimon says even the Matzniyim also leads the Shurim. Right, the B'chol Sheinu Koshel Atzniyim, something that people don't hide if you carry it out your potter, or Maria Beleza, hold like Shimon Ben Eloza. This is not go like Shimon Ben Eloza. Tatanya Klal Omer Shimon Ben Eloza. Kol Sheinu Koshel Atzniyim. Something that people don't hide. V'yein matzniyin kemoi. When nobody else really hides it, like this dam nida, nobody cares to keep it. V'huch shol azeh. V'hetzniyay. That one person does want to keep it. And he taka hides it, he takes it home and he's using it. V'bo echad v'etziyoy. And somebody else now comes in and carries it out of his house. Is nischayiv zeh. V'machshav v'shol zeh. This person that carries out now this dam nida, he's chayiv. Hey, since the Bailam, the owner of this Dam Nida, is Machshev, wants to keep it, so for the Bailam himself, it's called the Chashev Akli, and if he were carried out now, he'd be Chayiv. Hatzim Shirim Ben Loza, anybody that carries it out now is also Chayiv. Hey, since the Bailam is Machshev, it's called the Chashev Akli for anybody. But now Mishnah says not like that. Our Mishnah says no. Even when the Bailam hides it, and the Bailam wants to keep it, so if the Bailam carries it out, the Bailam is Chayiv. But anybody else carries it out, our Mishnah says he's Potter. Shashom Rablozaho, Tetoni Mastitsan, Viena Koshla Tsnioi, Vatsnio Achu, Mischaiva, Otsoso, Vicholodim Turin, like your Shem Ben Eloza. He's not like a Shem Ben Eloza. Sal Mishnah says, whoever carries it out is Potter, only the Bailam is Chayiv. And according to Rabbi Shem Ben Eloza, anybody is Chayiv. Sal Mishnah doesn't go according to Shem Ben Eloza.